Iraq, I want to salute the heroic resistance of the Palestinian people. Two intifadas on, and they are still suffering from the most horrendous human rights abuses. Yet if it wasn't for their heroic resistance, Iraq would have been attacked a long time ago. The Israeli state was once granted immunity from criticism because people were terrified of being called anti-Semitic. Well, the cultivated image of plucky little Israel has long gone. Bush and Blair say Sharon is a man of peace. He's not. He's a bloody war criminal. Nothing can justify Israel's assassination of the Palestinian people. The atrocities committed in Palestine are nothing short of obscene. Yet the four Geneva Conventions of 1949, which Israel ratified, mean that Sharon, as my friend said before, is a war criminal and should be tried as such. Killing a person without trial has no legal justification, Mr. Sharon. Yet the silence from Bush and Blair, those twins of evil, is absolutely deafening. Their very silence encourages him to do what the hell he wants. Israel has the fourth largest army in the world, and it uses its weapons on women and children. I visited Jenin when they were still pulling bodies out of the rubble. 300 homes blasted by F-16 fighter jets, Apache attack helicopters, and tank shells. Tony Blair happily justifies selling F-16 parts to Israel because he says if we didn't do it, somebody else would. He is a shallow, vain, self-serving hypocrite. The 51st governor of the United States, and he is carpet bombing our liberties. What he is doing is not in my name. Is it in yours?
No.
I can't hear you.
No.
I returned from Iraq last night, and I have a message from you from every single Iraqi I met. From a young boy who wore a David Beckham England football shirt, to a man who drives a red double-decker bus around Baghdad. We love the British. Why do you want to hurt us? We don't want to hurt you. We have no threat towards you. The reality is, the only threat to this world is George W. Bush. Bush and his hawks have ripped up more international treaties and ignored more UN conventions than the rest of the world has in the last two decades. It experiments illegally with biological weapons of its own and has refused access to weapons inspectors. It has undermined the International Criminal Court and refuses access to foreign observers to Camp X-ray in Cuba. It is now ready to wage war on Iraq without a mandate from the UN Security Council. And yet Bush says America is a peaceful nation. If that is the case, why has it been involved in wars every year for the last 50 years? Don't forget, America has a long history of invading other people's countries. Vietnam, Cambodia, Grenada, Panama. Now it has unleashed a war without end, the war against terror. The aim was to capture Osama bin Laden. Has anyone seen him, by the way? The trailer's gone cold, but the American war machine moves on. The truth is, a war on Iraq has no logical connection with the tragic events of September 11. Even the American people have torn up a blank check that they gave Bush against his war on terror. And don't forget, America is the only country in the world to have used nuclear weapons on civilian populations. Bush talks about a preemptive strike. What sort of message does that send out to other countries with nuclear weapons? Richard Perle, one of Bush's defense advisors, says the US will act alone if necessary. but it does have one friend, doesn't it? Tony Blair. The bully nomates of British politics. It's about time Gordon Brown came out of the shadows, and just to remind him, democracies do not go to the war at the behest of Washington. Come on, Gordon, have the guts to tell him to his face. There is no hiding place, Tony. Don't sign away our independence and democracy to the unelected President of the United States. You are not just playing with our democracy, you are playing with the lives of ordinary women and children of Iraq. We have had a gutful of collateral damage in Afghanistan, and we don't want it happening in Iraq. How dare you decide to murder and maim the innocents in our name? Tony Blair, as I said before, is not speaking for me. Is he speaking for you? This is the man who loves being pictured coming out of church, surrounded by his family, promoting himself as a Christian, and he doesn't even blink when he says, "I hate war." He sounds more like Richard the Lionheart, another devout Christian who preached peace and love while slaughtering Muslims, waving the sword in one hand and the Bible in the other. Finally, Bush keeps splitting on about a regime change, and I have to say the idea is becoming more and more attractive. Yes, I have a confession to make. I, for one, would like to see a regime change in number 10 Downing Street. Yeah!